It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Eric Wood will be on the call with Chris Brown on WGR when the Bills take on the Texans Sunday. Eric is with us live this morning, brought to you by Outlet Liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet? Well, it's Diggs Week, Eric, a big reunion weekend. As a player, do these revenge games get more attention in the locker room?
Maybe in the locker room throughout the week, because a lot of the media attention is going to go there. And people have been asked this week about him. And really, these guys have been asked about Stephon Diggs ever since the trade. So, this game's not necessarily circled on the schedule because of Stephon Diggs. It's more because, you know, Houston's one of the better teams in the AFC. And this game will likely come down to affecting playoff seeding towards the end of the season. So, the guys are saying the right things, the coaches are saying the right things, and that's the approach you got to handle in situations like this.
But it doesn't really leave after this week, does it, though? Because it's almost like the season narrative for both the Bills and, you know, for Stephon Diggs, too. He left Buffalo. What's he going to do? Not necessarily being the number one guy, and that's kind of his story of the year. And for the Bills, still the story is without the number one guy, you know, the so-called everybody eats, how's it going to work out? For Buffalo, it doesn't necessarily end this week, does it?
No, that's a great point, Brian. And it will be. Just like there will be natural comparisons with Keon Coleman and Xavier Worthy, who was the draft pick by the Chiefs that the Bills traded, and they took a receiver. And then, you know, 5 picks later, we take a receiver as well. So those guys will be compared. And, yes, it's going to be a storyline throughout the season. And, you know, it'll be a season-long comparing game. You know, I saw yesterday there were stats that, you know, Shakir has actually outperformed stats-wise Stephon Diggs this season. Now, would that be different in Buffalo? Likely, if Stephon was still here. But all that being said, yes, there's going to be a storyline around this entire season. It'll be interesting to see how it all shakes out.
Well, another storyline this week, the suspension of Von Miller. How big a loss is that at this point in the season?
It's definitely a loss. You know, this is a defense that's now without another one of their key players, and we'll see when the other guys can come back from injury. But it's definitely a loss. Von's got 3 sacks on the season, and he didn't get a lot of play against Baltimore. The situations didn't really set up for it, but it's definitely a loss. You get into an obvious pass rush situation in the game, and Von's proven through the first 4 weeks of the season that he can still be an X factor out there. So it's definitely another point of adversity here for a defense that's faced a lot of it early in the season.
Is it a wake-up call last week for the Bills? Because, you know, they were rolling through the first few weeks, but now kind of looking back, all right, jury's maybe out on Arizona, but the Dolphins have not been good with or without Tua. Jaguars, not very good. And then all of a sudden you face a good Ravens team, even despite the record, and it didn't look the same as it did the first few weeks. Is there like an essence of, hey, wake-up call, or not every team is maybe going to be as easy as we've had it the past couple of weeks?
Yeah, you know, we always said in the NFL, humility's only a week away. And so, I don't know that it's a wake-up call. You know, where we sit right now at this point of the season with all the injuries on defense, you know, that was kind of a perfect storm situation where you have a very good rushing team in Baltimore, extremely physical and big. And, you know, I think the Bills will learn from that. I don't know that it was a wake-up call that's necessarily needed. The guys weren't in the locker room kind of singing their own praises. But, It wasn't pretty on Monday night, and games like that can get away from you, especially with you know, a team like the Ravens that can run the football the way they can. But the Bills will learn from it. And I'm excited to see them back on the field this weekend against Houston.
You know, you mentioned humility is a week away. Every game is a big game. You know, we've learned that throughout the past, especially a few years here, right? A misstep here or there could cost you seeding down the line. But is there recognition in the locker room or amongst coaches that even though you treat every game like a big game, there are some games that you look at and say, okay, now this game's really important? Because when it comes to the Bills and Texans, you could be talking about a team that's right next to you in the standings at the end of the year.
Yeah, I mean, the Bills will understand, you know, how big of a game this is because, yeah, like we talked about earlier, this is two of the better teams in the AFC. And so, you know, you prepare the same way every week, and you say you're going to bring the same level of intensity, but just naturally there's going to be some games that just bring a little bit more attention or they bring a little bit more spotlight, and this week's one of them.
Texans offense has sputtered at times this season. They've had some close wins. What are the Bills up against?
Yeah, this is an explosive offense. Houston's defense has actually played really well this season as well. It's one of the best, maybe the most talented roster, especially when you look at the skill positions in the NFL. So this Bills team's got their work cut out for them this weekend.
It should be a fun one. I think everyone's looking forward to the Diggs-Bills reunion. On defense, you know, Susan mentioned Von Miller. We were talking about his absence. You have a lot of these injuries. Hopefully some of these players getting back to health sooner rather than later. Are you worried they're stretching the limit here of just how far you can go? You know, it seemed like for a few weeks there, I was saying, you know, give me a shot at playing cornerback because I think the coaching staff could put almost anybody in there and they seem to be playing well. Are we reaching the end of that? You know, does it get to a point where you're screaming uncle?
No, I don't think so. And, you know, last week was not an ideal matchup with the guys you had out on defense. And, you know, I think playing them again, you probably switch up the game plan a little bit defensively, but no, I know the Bills still have a lot of faith in the guys that they have, and as the season goes on, you know, hopefully these next couple weeks we get a couple guys back in Terrell Bernard potentially this week, Taron Johnson maybe not as likely for this week, but maybe over the next couple weeks we get him back as well. So I think we'll start to get a little bit healthier here over the next few weeks, and they'll be just fine.
Hey, one more, too. The Raiders receiver, Davante Adams, has requested a trade. Bills have checked in on him. Where do you see him going?
That's hard to say. You know, I think there's a bunch of logical fits, and when you're talking about one of the best receivers in football, I think, you know, most teams around the league would love to have him. Whether you can make it work salary cap-wise is another issue, and I'm not sure the Bills can. Maybe they have faith that they can since it's been reported that they've reached out about him.
Well, Eric, thank you. Enjoy the game on Sunday. I know we'll all be following along with you and Chris Brown on the call on WGR.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.